Today from the Ohio Newsroom, building Southeast Ohio's only women and children's hospital. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Since 2022, more than a dozen Ohio hospitals have closed or consolidated their maternity services. Now, tens of thousands of women in the state don't have access to nearby care. But in Southeast Ohio, that's changing. Yesterday, Memorial Health System broke ground on what will soon be the region's only women and children's hospital. Scott Cantley is the CEO of Memorial Health System. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you, Erin.
Maternal health services are especially scarce in Southeast Ohio. Seven counties in the region are maternity care deserts, according to March of Dimes. So that means they have no hospitals with OB care, no birth centers, or even obstetric providers. So what lengths do women in Southeast Ohio currently have to go to get maternal health care or neonatal intensive care for their infants?
Well, thankfully, you know, we have a long tradition of moms having babies that are very healthy and everything goes really well. But every once in a while, babies need extra help. And so today, what women experience is that we take that baby and we send them to a more distant city like Columbus or Akron or Morgantown, West Virginia, where they have those NICUs. And babies will stay, you know, for a couple weeks sometimes. And families have to travel back and forth. And moms, you know, we have other siblings and they need grandparents and aunts and uncles. And, you know, all the whole family has to rally. That's what we experience today in the rural parts of the state. Unlike those of you who are listening in Columbus or Cleveland, where it's, you know, within your own town.
Well, yesterday you broke ground on a new hospital in Belpre. That's in Washington County, right on the West Virginia border. Who will this new hospital serve and how will it help?
Yeah. So, you know, we expect to see about five or six of the West Virginia counties where we'll, you know, we're right across the river from them and five or six counties here in Ohio. We're from Morgan, Noble, Monroe, of course, Athens and Washington counties. It'll be this region's closest access to pediatric subspecialty services like pediatric cardiologists, pediatric endocrinologists, but also those neonatologists, all that specialty care that goes around babies. Of course, our OBGYNs will be there. We'll have OBGYNs out in-house 24/7. So those are the kinds of experiences you normally only get in the big urban metros that we're going to be able to bring to this campus in Belpre, Ohio.
Okay. Well, like I said earlier, this comes at a time when other hospitals are closing or consolidating maternal care services. They say they've been delivering fewer babies. They aren't making enough money to maintain minimal staffing. Is that a concern for you? Is there enough demand in the area to overcome that challenge?
So we were seeing the same thing. We had multiple hospitals all delivering a few hundred babies each. You know, our deliveries had over the last couple of decades begun to decline. But what we did here was we said we're going to build something specifically for moms and babies, and we think the OBGYNs in the region will really rally around it. And lo and behold, they have. And so OBGYNs from the West Virginia side, as well as from the broader Ohio market, have begun to support us, join the team. We've already seen deliveries here rise by about 40% just in anticipation. So we had to do it differently, but by working together, we're pulling that critical mass of newborn babies that's necessary to make this make financial sense.
Well, how long until this new Women and Children's Hospital opens?
Not soon enough. But if we start right now, we think we can be ready by mid-2026, maybe mid to late 26.
Very exciting. That was Scott Cantley, CEO of Southeast Ohio's Memorial Health System. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thanks, Erin. Appreciate it.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.